Podcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. We are joined this afternoon. Our first guest is Professor Diane Christensen. She is an assistant professor, family and consumer sciences agent with New Mexico State University and Bernalillo County Cooperative Extension Services. Diane, welcome to ABQ Connect.
I'm delighted to be here, Jim.
Well, and I noticed in our pre-show notes and stuff that we've been exchanging, a lot of things that you guys are doing now are offered on Zoom. Of course, that's all a reflection of this day and time that we're in with COVID-19. So you're keeping people safe, but you really do a lot to keep people healthy in our community. Diane, would you reintroduce us, if you would, to the New Mexico State University Bernalillo County Cooperative Extension Service?
Sure, I'd be delighted to. Cooperative Extension is based in the land-grant university system, and that has been around since the time of Abraham Lincoln. He designated a land-grant university in each state, and so New Mexico State University is ours. And what that looks like is that we are charged with taking the research that is done at NMSU, and Extension is the agency that takes it to the people. And so you can be sure whenever you participate in any of our programming that everything you're receiving is research-based, evidence-based, and reliable. In fact, if you ever have any questions, there's so much available out on the web that you're never sure what's right or wrong. If you have a question, you can type into your browser, extension, and then ask your question. And then it will bring up all of the publications nationwide that come from land-grant universities. So for example, if you wanted to learn about high-altitude baking, you type in extension, high altitude baking, and you'll have a lot of information that you know is reliable. So that's a good tip.
Yeah, that really is. That's really an intriguing thing. So there's so much free information. There's all this tremendous research, and you are making it available and applicable and teaching us how to apply it in our lives. That's what's really exciting about this.
Absolutely.
Diane, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're on the faculty as a professor with New Mexico State University, and your role is to educate and serve residents of New Mexico in the area of family and consumer sciences. Now, we were first introduced to you guys in this term consumer sciences by my friend Cindy Davies. Tell us about consumer sciences.
Just a fantastic field because it really has to do a lot with wellness. It teaches people how to, encompasses food and nutrition, for example. It encompasses healthy living. It encompasses healthy finances. We do a lot of work with financial education, consumer education. We do a lot of work with family wellness, family relationships, and so there's just a lot available. So every county has extension agents, and we also have specialists down on campus at NMSU that specialize in each, with each one of these areas. So we have a lot of resources for the public.
You really do, and I want to emphasize to people what your website is. It's extension.nmsu.edu. Is that correct?
Yes, bernalilloextension.nmsu.edu, yes.
Okay.
So if they have any questions or are interested, they can just type in bernalilloextension.nmsu.edu. All of our information is there. You're also welcome to call 505-243-1386. But our office is kind of minimally staffed right now because of COVID-19. Most of us are working off-site.
Mm-hmm. Diane, in Bernalillo County, what are your major areas of focus?
In this particular county, we really have I see two needs. I do a lot of work in wellness, which I can share with you about, but also chronic disease prevention and management. 14% of New Mexicans have diabetes, and then 40% have pre-diabetes. And that is because we have a lot of ethnicities that are at risk for diabetes in our population. And so what's very concerning is a lot of people have pre-diabetes and they don't realize it. My husband's a perfect example of this. He's trim, he's fit, he went to the doctor, and I just happened to be looking over his lab. There's a test called an A1C, mm-hmm. and they said, oh, you look good, everything's fine, but he was pre-diabetic. Hmm. He was heading up to get diabetes. And once you cross that line of diabetes, you never go back. You're always diagnosed with diabetes. So through diet and exercise, you can avoid diabetes. And if you already have diabetes, you can manage it through diet and exercise. And so that's the really good news. So we offer a variety of programming really around diabetes. We offer Kitchen Creations, which is a four-week cooking school. Really fun. It's really fun in person, but we're going to make it fun via Zoom as well this fall. But we have a registered dietitian that comes and teaches you. Very engaging. My very favorite RD is going to be teaching it this fall, Ashley. So she's a ton of fun. And then my role then is to go ahead and then teach people how they can create delicious but diabetic-friendly food. Then we also offer the National Diabetes Prevention Program. That's a nationwide program that's really been researched and vetted. It comes out of the Center for Disease Control. And so that is a year-long program. You have support for a year with a coach like myself. I'm a lifestyle coach. And we have a lot of fun. And so that group has been so resilient. They went from in-person programming, and we're meeting on Zoom every couple weeks. And so that's really been a fun thing. We also offer chronic disease prevention and chronic disease self-management programs. Again, another national program. Variety of things with this program. There's cancer, there's HIV, there's pain, there is diabetes. And just general chronic disease. There's a lot of tracks you can take on that particular one. And then we also offer, I created a program called Eating Well with Diabetes. And so we offer those classes at once a quarter, just to keep people encouraged in their management of diabetes.
Sure.
So that's a little bit about that.
Diane, what are the costs to get involved in those programs?
You know, all of these are free. Sometimes with the Eating Well with Diabetes, we just charge $10 to cover the cost of the food. Of course, now there is no food coming, but because we're on Zoom. But if someone can't afford that, we're happy to give it free. So really free. All of these wonderful programs are free of charge. All you need to do is register for them
yeah.
and come.
Just really, really amazing. Hey, we're going to take a break, but before we do that, would you give your website one more time and your phone number?
Sure, yes, happy to. It's bernalilloextension.nmsu.edu. Phone number is 505-243-1386.
Diane Christensen is an assistant professor and a family and consumer sciences agent with New Mexico State University Bernalillo County Cooperative Extension Service. We'll be back with more from Diane right after these messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Tired of being quarantined? Have the pandemic blues got you down? Having a food choice crisis? Let's talk about a solution. In queso emergency, head straight for Casa Taco, winner of Albuquerque the Magazine Best of the City 3 years running. Come try the signature brisket and green chili tacos, carne asada tacos, and the amazing puffy tacos, plus much more. Convenient online ordering at casa-taco.com. Two locations in Albuquerque and one in Elephant Butte. Casa Taco.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Diane Christensen is with us on the phone this afternoon. She is with the New Mexico State University Bernalillo County Cooperative Extension Service. They provide all kinds of really cool free services. Diane, I do want to make one comment, though. I'm not into this virtual food that we're talking about. We need real food.
Me too. I can't wait till we can meet with people in person.
Yeah, but I will lose a lot of weight with virtual food, so maybe I need to stick with that.
Hey, there you go.
Diane, with all of the, you know, stay-at-home orders and the state health department, you know, orders and things that we've all been dealing with, parents trying to homeschool and balance the hybrid versions of how their children in school, there is a lot of stress. Do you have a couple tips that you can give us to help us manage our stress?
Yes, I really am interested in that topic. I teach a variety of different versions of that. But let me give you a couple that have been really helpful to me. The first one has to do with your triggers. And everybody triggers differently to stress. So, for example, mine is poor customer service. And so when I am in a situation of poor customer service, I can feel, you know, the anger and impatience rising. For a lot of people, it's traffic. That's one. And so I realize that my lack of patience doesn't do anyone any good but the person who pays is me, because stress creates a lot of harmful effects on us physically. You think that no one sees, but you're taking a huge toll. And the main thing that it does is it increases the inflammation in our systems. And that causes a lot of chronic disease, such as diabetes, certain types of cancers, a lot of serious things. So we really need to learn to manage it. So one of the things you can do is just take a moment and write down on a piece of paper what your triggers are, whether it's traffic, poor customer service like me. And then what you want to do, instead of responding how you usually respond, because you see, when I was responding poorly to poor customer service, I was building impatience, intolerance, all those things into my life. I was reinforcing those things. So when I realized that I could change that, I now, when I'm standing maybe in the super long Walmart line, what I do instead of getting angry and impatient is that I go to gratitude. And I just start going through my gratitude list of the things that I'm grateful for, that I have money to buy products, that we have this, the things that we need in the store, maybe for the checker. So by the time I get to the checker, I'm kind. And when I leave the store, I'm grateful. And instead of being rude to the checker and leaving the store with even more stress. The other thing, second tip I want to give people is the idea of control. A lot of times we focus so much on things we can't control, what the government's doing, whether there's toilet paper in the store, all of those things. We have no control over those things. And so I really encourage people to focus on two things, things they can influence and things they can control. So the things we can influence are perhaps, for example, news. We can't change the news, but we can change how often we have it on in our house, for example. The second thing we can do is focus on what we do have control over. I have control over every day with whether I'm going to eat healthy. I have control over whether I'm going to be active. I have control over my mind. What are the things that I'm going to think about? And so those are the things that I encourage people to do, is to really focus on the things they do have control over. For example, homeschooling kiddos, this is an amazing opportunity to build relationship with your kiddo. You'll never have this opportunity again. And so by focusing on some of those things that you can do to make that time fun can really be good.
Yeah, I want to visit back to some of the things that you said earlier in the program about the way people can reference topics. Would you go over that one more time with us?
Yes, so helpful. You just go into your search bar. If you're going to look for something, say, on Google, for example, or Chrome or whatever you use for your browser, you go to the search bar and you type in the word extension, E-X-T-E-N-S-I-O-N. And then you ask your question. So I put in once, extension, how to keep mice out of your car. And I got a whole list of things of things to do for that from extension organizations throughout the country. So anything you're interested in, gardening, bugs, plants, 4-H, and food and nutrition kinds of things, you can get information that way.
Yeah, and in fact, I just did exactly what you described, and sure enough, I will not have mice in my car in the near future. That is for sure. Yeah, I don't know, I guess mice don't scare me, but they kind of gross me out, so I like to stay away from the mice if it's possible.
Absolutely.
Hey, tell us about some of the new programs that you're offering this fall.
Yeah, we've got some really fun things coming up this fall. We are going to be continuing the National Diabetes Prevention Program. So if anybody's interested in just seeing what that looks like, you're sure welcome to join us. You can reach out to me at DianeC@nmsu.edu. And I'll be happy to connect you with that. But we're going to be doing a program called Walk with Ease. It's a self-directed program. And this was developed by the Arthritis Foundation. So if you have chronic disease or you just like to walk, it doesn't matter. But it's all self-paced. And so we're going to be meeting on Fridays and learning a little bit about how to walk and reduce pain, build confidence. And so if you're interested in that, you can get a free guidebook. And we're working with the Bernalillo County Health Council on this initiative. The other thing we're going to be doing is our Kitchen Creations program, October, in the Thursdays in October, via Zoom. So we're going to be, if you'd like to see, go through that program, we'd love to have you. On Wednesday, September 23rd, we're going to be learning about air fryers. That's kind of the greatest and new healthy way to cook. And I'm having a lot of fun with my air fryer, so we're going to have a class about that. And then in November 18th, we're going to be talking about breakfast. What is the newest research about whether you need to eat breakfast? And if you've kind of gotten into a rut about boring breakfast, we'll give you some ideas for some good, healthy breakfast you might enjoy, some new ideas.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Is it difficult to learn how to use Zoom? I've actually not been on too many Zoom meetings. We have some similar type software we use here at the station, but I haven't done too many Zoom meetings.
Zoom is very easy, and I'm not a tech genius by any means, and I remember being really nervous my first Zoom call, but it's really easy to use. You just download it, and I'm happy to send people directions on how to do it. And then you just, it just shows your picture or not. You don't have to have your picture show if you don't want to, but it's a really fun way to meet people. It's kind of like the Brady Bunch. When it comes up, you all look like the Brady Bunch. Your little picture is up there, and you can talk to each other. So it's really fun. It is a fun format.
Diane, I want to go back one more time to type 2 diabetes, which you guys do a lot of work with. There are, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of people that are not aware that they're maybe leaning towards having their pre-diabetic, I guess was the phrase that you used. What do you encourage people to do that they need to go get a blood test?
Oh, yeah. I can't emphasize this enough. Is all you need to do, I don't even think you probably really even have to go to the doctor. You can just call up and ask if they'll order you. It's called A1C. And what that does, I mean, there's a couple different kinds of labs you can do, but I like the A1C because it monitors your sugar over 3 month period. And so it's not just like, oh, I had a cookie last night, that's why it's up. No, it takes into account over the last 3 months. So, for example, an example of my husband, when he found out he was pre-diabetic, all of my helpful suggestions suddenly were being duly noted, and he really didn't have to change that much in his diet. And then the next time, 6 months later, he had another A1C, and it was down. And then another 6 months, he's completely out of the range now. So it's not a big sacrifice. You can do it, but it is through healthy eating and being active every day. For 30 minutes, we encourage people to be active for about 30 minutes, 5 times a week. And that's it.
It's going to be interesting in a year or so from now, or whenever the research becomes available, how COVID has affected people and their activity levels. And you're encouraging us to get off the couch and get some things going and learn how to cook and yes. garden. And, you know, you mentioned 4-H, so there's all kinds of really neat things that you have available through the New Mexico State University Bernalillo County Cooperative Extension Service. Diane, one more time, your contact information, your website, and your phone number.
Sure. BernalilloExtension.nmsu.edu. And you can also just Google it, Bernalillo Extension, and it'll come up. And then also our phone number, 505-243-1386.
Diane, I so much appreciate you coming on the program today. I really want to get you back on the program and my friend Cindy Davies and anybody else, because you have so much available. We could spend the entire, 20, 30 minutes on one of these topics and cover it completely. So thanks so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect.